This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Tonight, Kate Middleton's cancer battle behind palace gates.
It has been an incredibly tough couple of months.
The surprising way Prince Harry and Meghan Markle found out.
Do we know if they knew beforehand?
Then, why Diddy's two homes were just raided by law enforcement. His son's handcuffed. The shocking video today. Plus, Oliver Hudson's childhood trauma caused by Goldie Hawn. Why he's calling out his mom.
This is just unacceptable.
And a new star feud.
I worked with a massive...
Rebel Wilson reveals the A-list star she's got major beef with. Plus...
I don't want to live like this, you know what I mean?
Gisele Bündchen addresses rumors she cheated on Tom Brady. And... back from the Bahamas, where we just spotted Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. Plus, inside Rob Lowe's star-studded 60th birthday bash...
60? You gotta be like, bro.
ET starts now.
No way!
3 days ago, Kate Middleton shocked the world with her cancer diagnosis, choosing to prioritize health and family over the firm. Welcome to Entertainment Tonight. All right, let's go right to Nichelle Turner outside Buckingham Palace. You've been there all weekend. What is the vibe like in London, Nichelle?
Well, Kev, as you can imagine, there's been a lot of talk about the royal family and in particular the princess's health. And the sentiment seems to be overwhelmingly supportive. And now we're learning today that throughout this entire journey, Kate was holding all the cards.
It has been an incredibly tough couple of months for our entire family.
Kate's video, which has been viewed more than 100 million times, was a masterclass in taking back control of the narrative.
I think that altered photo opened up a can of worms and conspiracy theories. I feel bad that I fell down the rabbit hole.
How'd she do it? Well, the princess wrote every word of copy, and it was her decision to record it.
And apparently she turned that speech around really quickly, which I think tells you it came from the heart. And I do understand and can exclusively reveal on ET that she did speak to her father-in-law before doing this video message, and of course with her husband, because she knew what she was doing was actually a little bit different from the norm, and they both gave their full backing.
The timing? Well, a BBC crew shot the video on Wednesday, but Kate didn't want it released until Friday so that the mother of three would have the Easter break with her children to process the cancer news.
It has taken us time to explain everything to George, Charlotte, and Louis in a way that's appropriate for them.
Prince William, Kate, and the kids were spotted leaving Windsor by helicopter on Saturday to Anmer Hall on the Sandringham estate.
Kate's going to have medical appointments and she's on treatment. And that's somewhere where they can really enjoy peace and complete privacy and be away from the spotlight.
We know that Harry and Meghan reached out to
yes.
Kate. They put out a statement. Do we know if they knew beforehand?
Well, we're hearing that they only found out when the rest of the world found out, which I think gives you some indication as to how estranged the relationship is, certainly between the two brothers.
Can you talk about Kate's power in the family?
She's an incredibly strong woman. And I always remember being told a story by someone that was at university with them. And this person had said to Kate, "You are so lucky to be dating Prince William." And she turned around and said, "No, he's lucky to be dating me."
As for what Kate might be facing in the months ahead, the Mayo Clinic's Dr. Jeremy Jones, who has not treated the princess, provides insight.
In January, I underwent major abdominal surgery in London.
A cancer arising within the abdomen is a very nonspecific term. We would generally zone that down to an ovarian cancer, a small intestine cancer, a stomach cancer, a liver cancer, a pancreas cancer. So by and large, the most common cancer in the abdomen is colon cancer.
It's important to note Kate did not reveal the type of cancer she has or at what stage it was found. Kensington Palace says she began chemo treatments in late February.
My medical team advised that I should undergo a course of preventative chemotherapy.
The goal of the chemotherapy in that setting is to kill off those remaining few viable cells that are sort of floating around and to prevent the cancer from coming back. You know, the side effects of chemotherapy can range from, you know, nausea all the time and vomiting and lose all your hair. All patients will have some level of fatigue, weakness. Sometimes people will get side effects like numbness and tingling in their hands and feet.
I am well. I'm getting stronger every day.
In a young, otherwise healthy person, my expectation is that they will be feeling, you know, back to their self within 3 to 6 months of completing chemotherapy.
And we are certainly hoping for a full recovery for the Princess of Wales. Kev, back to you.
Thanks, Nichelle. Much more coming from London a little bit later.
But first, breaking news. Diddy's house raided in Beverly Hills by Homeland Security with his sons, Christian and Justin, seen out front in handcuffs.
Bad boy. Come out and play.
No word on if Diddy was present as the raid was carried out inside the same estimated 17,000 square foot estate he shot Vogue's 73 Questions segment in.
Let's do this.
Let's do it.
A rep for Homeland Security Investigations in New York tells ET they executed these law enforcement actions as a part of an ongoing investigation with the assistance of officials in LA and Miami. According to reports, the case is connected to allegations of sex trafficking. 4 months ago, his former girlfriend and protege, Cassie, filed a lawsuit accusing Diddy of rape, sex trafficking, and physical abuse during their 10-year relationship. Diddy denied any wrongdoing, but settled the case for an undisclosed amount.
Take it like it's a championship fight, and I'm ready to go.
Now to a family considered Hollywood royalty, Oliver Hudson's surprising revelations about growing up with his mom, Goldie Hawn.
My mother was the one that I had almost the most trauma about. She was my primary caregiver, and I felt unprotected at times. She would be working in a way, or she had new boyfriends that I didn't really like.
Oliver and younger sister Kate Hudson were raised primarily by Goldie after she split with their father, Bill Hudson, in 1982. On Oliver's Sibling Revelry podcast, the now 47-year-old says Goldie did the best to balance her busy Hollywood career and motherhood.
She was an amazing mother. This was my own perception as a child who didn't have a dad and who needed her to be there, you know, and she just wasn't sometimes.
Oh, yeah, I need to bring them.
No, I'm pretty used to seeing my mom up on the screen, so it's not as bad.
Oliver says he was confronted by this childhood trauma during a week-long residential retreat for personal growth and says he has no ill will towards either parent now.
1, 2.
The forgiveness and the compassion that you feel towards them at the end of this process is unbelievable.
Well, things aren't so peaceful for Rebel Wilson and her new Hollywood feud.
I'm back.
I missed you so much.
She just name-dropped former co-star Sacha Baron Cohen as the mystery A-lister trying to block the release of her upcoming memoir, Rebel Rising, in which she describes him like this.
I worked with a massive and yeah, now I definitely have a no policy. Chapter 23.
The two co-starred in the 2016 comedy The Brothers Grimsby, and Rebel reportedly claims Sasha pressured her to appear nude and do other unsavory things. She now says Sasha is, quote, trying to threaten me, but I will not be bullied or silenced by high-priced lawyers or PR crisis managers.
There's a lot of people coming after me. It's a great PR move.
In a statement to ET, Sasha's rep calls the claims demonstrably false and says he has extensive detailed evidence to back it up. Rebel's memoir is still set for release on April 2nd.
Lots of big stuff, and you guys will see it all.
Let's head to Malibu now to kick off couples news with Swelsey's date, fresh off their PDA pack Bahamas vacay.
Traveling Trav, that's my nickname.
Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift hit up Nobu yesterday hand in hand. A diner inside tells ET they arrived separately around 4 p.m. She had a lot of security with her when she walked in through the front and looked completely date ready. They sat in a very private part of the restaurant, which was closed off from everyone else. As for this football star, Tom Brady, his ex Gisele Bündchen is speaking out about rumors she cheated with her kid's jiu-jitsu instructor.
You gonna be able to open up your heart again to someone?
Yes, like why not, right?
18 days after being coy about dating the instructor, Gisele says, quote, "I really don't want to make my life a tabloid." So were they out of the friend zone while she was still Mrs. Brady? Gisele tells the New York Times, quote, "That is a lie. This is something that happens to a lot of women who get blamed when they have the courage to leave an unhealthy relationship and are labeled as being unfaithful." Our source says Joaquim has been there for her through this new phase of life post-divorce.
Oh, when you say... Sorry, guys. I didn't know... Can I have a little moment?
And check out this new pic of Gigi Hadid and Bradley Cooper still going strong. The pair were snapped holding hands out in New York after hitting Broadway to see Sweeney Todd. A source tells us the couple of 5 months is genuinely so happy they're having a great time together. And there's baby news for Cameron Diaz and Benji Madden.
I love being a mother. It's the best part of my life.
4 years after welcoming daughter Radix, the 51-year-old actress and her rocker husband announced the birth of a son they named Cardinal. The two added, "For privacy, we won't be posting any pictures, but he's really cute." Less than 24 hours after sharing that news, the new parents were out at Rob Lowe's star-studded milestone birthday bash.
Big party. Okay. It's a big birthday. It's 60.
The age-defying star wasn't kidding. The guest list included Robert Downey Jr. and wife Susan, Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom, Chris Pratt and Katherine Schwarzenegger with Mama Maria, Jennifer Aniston, Gwyneth Paltrow, Ellen DeGeneres, and Portia de Rossi. Rob's youngest son, John Owen, performed along with Kenny G until 1:30 in the morning, but don't expect too many more late nights for Rob.
There's a little more self-preservation. And like at 60, you gotta be like, bro, because I don't know how many heli-skiings I'm gonna be doing.
Right. Here's the most important thing. Rob, you still look good. Still ahead, Harrison Ford has been Indiana Jones and Han Solo, but wait till you see him now.
Oh, there he is.
Why the 81-year-old star is rocking a hula skirt.
Shoot this piece of
Then, Top Gun 3 news.
It'll be a good one.
We're with the man behind the movie, Jerry Bruckheimer.
You want everybody back?
Yeah, I would love that.
Plus, the new movie based on Harry Styles' fan fiction, star Nicholas Galitzine speaks out.
An age gap love between a younger man and an older woman, portraying something that we're not really used to seeing on screen.
Hey everyone, it's Kevin Frazier. We hope you're enjoying the ET podcast. Be sure to watch Entertainment Tonight every weeknight for all the latest entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Once again, as predicted, my broken heart open and you ripped it out again.
If you haven't watched Harrison Ford on Shrinking, you are missing out, especially if this is happening in season two.
Here's my script.
Yep, that is Harrison all laid out and rocking a hula skirt as a crop top and getting some hoots and hollers on set.
Shoot this piece of
That man does not mince words. Now let's get to a delicious new drama set in 1600s England, Mary and George. Not only does it star Oscar winner Julianne Moore, but Hollywood's new rom-com prince too. And our Denny Directo is with them.
I was raised by a monster.
Only children believe in monsters.
What was your favorite part of playing this scheming mama?
It was so much fun. It was so wonderfully written and so vivid and so human.
You have two children in real life who are grown adults. What do they think of mom in this role? Have they watched it yet?
No, they haven't watched it because it's not out yet.
Oh, right, of course. Oh, they don't get screeners? I'm just kidding.
No favoritism in
the show. I love it.
Sex, affairs, murdered by poisoned prunes. Julianne's new Starz limited series, premiering April 5th, has it all. The 63-year-old plays a widowed countess who sets her son, Nicholas Galitzine, up as the king's secret lover to secure the family's future.
What could possibly stop us now?
Nicholas, I mean, just looking at your past work, you've been Camila Cabello's prince in Cinderella. You romanced a president's son in Red, White, and Royal Blue. And now, of course, you are seducing the king in this series.
The industry knows me as that guy. Just gets put on my desk. You know, the three characters, despite, I think, having that link, all feel very sort of distinctly different. So it was a no-brainer and wanting to play him.
Nicholas has another seductive role on the horizon. The Idea of You, the film with Anne Hathaway that's inspired by Harry Styles fan fiction, streams this May.
I'm too old for you.
I don't know. And I think portraying something that we're not really used to seeing on screen, which is an age gap love between a younger man and an older woman. I'm thrilled for that to come out.
Coming up.
Cause this is
casting news from the Michael Jackson biopic. The stars tapped to play Diana Ross and Michael's sister LaToya. Then Henry Golding with his new movie co-stars, Jack Reacher and Superman.
Your wife, Liv, does she prefer the action star or the debonair, crazy rich Asians?
Plus, Kevin Hart honored while getting roasted by his celeb friends.
We all love this little man. He fits in the palm of your hand.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Michael can't do anything wrong as far as I'm concerned. You know, he's like my child.
New casting news. The new Michael Jackson biopic has found its Diana Ross. Vampire Diaries star Kat Graham has been tapped to play the icon who was Michael's longtime close friend. Michael's nephew Jafar will portray the King of Pop who was first signed by Berry Gordy when he was in the Jackson 5.
They were the talents. I was a director and they were the people that really did it.
Power star Lorenz Tate will portray the founder of Motown. Newbie Jessica Sulo will play Michael's sister LaToya. And Insecure's Kendrick Sampson will take on the role of Quincy Jones, who collaborated with Michael on his biggest hits.
I'm more interested than anything is how people are going to react.
Also in the film dropping next year, Miles Teller, who's cast as a lawyer, Nia Long as Catherine, and Coleman Domingo as Dad Joe.
Ready for it.
Y'all, I cannot wait for this movie. All right, now let's talk about the movie that brought me to London, The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare. I mean, look at that beautiful cast posing on the HMS Belfast. But before that, I caught up with the fellas who are not only serving looks, but laughs too.
If I'm to do this, I'll need my own team.
I really love this Jack Reacher. He got Snake Eyes, he got Superman, all in one movie. Did it make you guys want to like step your game up on set or in the gym?
The fact that we're not superheroes or action heroes, like you listed everyone else in The Boys.
Except us two.
People are going to fall in love with the brotherhood that they see on the screen, wondering how you got on off screen.
Powerful dislike, I think.
I mean, we're all choir boys, so we're very well behaved.
Okay.
Most times.
Okay. I wonder, Henry, if your wife, Liv, does she prefer the action star or the debonair, crazy rich Asian?
Ooh. I think she prefers me in the very sort of smelly masculine roles, so I'm not hanging out with the opposite sex.
It's clear these easy on the eyes guys bonded just fine during their nearly 3 months of shooting. The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare in theaters April 19th is the wild true story of a motley crew of special ops who tried to defeat the Germans in World War II.
At one point, Henry's character is described as not being content unless he's blowing something up, right?
Mm.
So what in real life is something that brings each of you just infinite amount of joy?
I'm gonna say for both me and Alex, because I know this answer, right? Mm-hmm. Kids. He's got a beautiful girl, Luca. I've got two girls, Florence and Lila. And we miss them when we're on the road. But those give us life.
Am I right? How we're gonna tear off?
Am I right?
100%.
Oh, mine is like so silly. Like my dogs. Yeah. Like the simple things.
Aza Gonzalez holds her own hanging with the boys, but now she wants to set the record straight after her recent comments about Latin stereotypes sparked headlines claiming she thought she was too hot to get roles.
There's certain words that get attached to a nationality, a culture that I feel like it's not real representation of what we are. And what I was talking specifically was the exciting times that I get to now play roles that I probably wouldn't have had the opportunity before because time is changing. It's sad that it's taken out of context because the intention is quite the opposite, but it had nothing to do with my personal experience within itself.
Producer Jerry Bruckheimer is also dropping some truth bombs about a new Top Gun.
We've had discussions, let's put it that way.
Come on, Jerry.
So we're working on something.
A little bit more?
It'll be a good one.
You want everybody back?
Yeah, I would love that.
By the way, I have been looking for Tom Cruise all over London because we hear he is here shooting Mission Impossible as we speak. Now coming up, Kevin Hart's comedy roast and toast.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a house. It's your home, the place that's filled with memories. The early days of figuring it out, to the later years of still figuring it out. For the place you've put down roots, trust Amica Home Insurance. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey everyone, it's Kevin Frazier. We hope you're enjoying the ET podcast. Be sure to watch Entertainment Tonight every weeknight for all the latest entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Tomorrow on ET, more from London with the latest on King Charles and Kate's cancer battles.
This has taken time.
Of course, I will be here and bring you all the latest information. Kev, we're going to send it back to you.
Thanks, Michelle. Great stuff from London, and we will see her tomorrow. Now, we leave you with the all-star turnout for my man, Kevin Hart, who received the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor in D.C. over the weekend. Congratulations, Kev. Take care, everybody.
It's amazing. You can't beat laughter.
Especially when it's at Kevin's expense.
How did he get that perfect name? Is that his real name?
I always wanted to know what it would look like if 50 Cent and I had a baby.
Got a certain flair, buys his clothes at Build-A-Bear.
Yeah.
If you like Entertainment Tonight, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Tracker, now streaming.
You collect rewards, right?
This is how I make my living.
When something is lost,
everyone's looking for something.
He finds it.
You strong swimmer?
So-so.
So-so. So-so's okay.
Justin Hartley stars.
How you survive, you make quick, smart decisions, and you never let panic take the wheel.
Sounds cool.
It is cool, actually. Very cool.
The new series, Tracker. Now streaming on Paramount+.